Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. Team got off to a great start last night. Great first period. Took a 2-0 lead right away, and then it was 3-2 after the first. What, in your eyes, was your team doing well last night in that first period?
Well, I think big thing, Kelly, is we took the game to Minnesota. You know, we didn't sit back and let them come at us and kind of see what they were going to do. You know, we were on our toes from the get-go, and that was fun to see. And I think, obviously, against a really good team like Minnesota, that's important. But, again, to come in here and do it in this building, you know, given where they're at, where we're at, you know, that was nice to see. And I think it's a reflection of the character in the locker room. And, you know, credit Minnesota. They took a timeout early, which I'm sure they didn't want to do, but they kind of regrouped. We had another really good chance to make it 3-0 at one point. And then, you know, they were able to get a goal late. It wasn't actually a power play goal, but, you know, our player was just getting back on the ice and then tied it. But I loved our response. You know, we get our own power play and go up 3-2 after one. So certainly a great start and something we can certainly build on.
Well, you shook up the forward lines. What did you like from what you saw last night?
Well, I just thought it just kind of balanced out our offense throughout the lineup. I think the biggest thing was moving Emily back in the middle. You know, she's played center force her 3 years, and she's so good defensively. And that's where your offense is going to start. You know, we've talked about that all the time. And you know, just getting pucks in our zone and getting going the other way. So, you know, she scored a goal. Obviously, it's a real nice play by Paige. Claire scores a 5-on-5 goal with great play by – I know they didn't get assists on the play, but both Ellie and Haley, I thought, were keys to that first goal. So, and then I thought Kiki Radke's line had good jump, and I tried to get Lindsay out there as often as I could, whether she was with Grayson and Abby Ecker or I'd put her out with Paige and Jack or Lydia, or, you know, just trying to take advantage of the depth we do have. And, you know, I thought some individuals, Lydia Passelt had a really, really strong game, you know, both with the puck and away from the puck. And so just a lot of good things to see out of the forward lines.
The Gophers come back and score 4 unanswered. What does your team need to do to make sure that doesn't happen again today?
Well, you know, I think they realize it's got to be a 60 minutes. You know, we had a really good our first period. I thought the second period we got, again, it's the long change against a quality team. You know, we got I think outshot fairly significantly. Obviously, they had a couple power plays in there on top of that. And we had the no call where Tina got, you know, bulldozed in front of the net. But grand credit Minnesota. They came, they responded. You know, unfortunately, we the tying goal came right after that play where Tina got knocked over. And then the fourth goal was, you know, a really nice play by Woken. And she just took off like a jet out of her zone and beat our D back and capitalized on a 2-on-1.
Gophers outshot you guys 37-22 last night. Your team had 17 blocks defensively. What else can your defense do to make sure that the Gophers don't have that many chances?
Well, I think, you know, again, just being a little better through the neutral zone, slowing them up in that regard. You know, I thought, when you look back at it, Kelly, they didn't have a lot of zone time where they had us in our zone a lot and generating a lot of shots. I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job of keeping them on the perimeter. But we know that they're going to get their opportunities. They're a good team. They got quality players. You know, it's just a matter of picking people up away from the puck, doing a really good job of that, heads on swivels, you know, get sticks in passing lane, stick on puck all over the place, and try to frustrate and make it real hard to play against in our zone. And obviously when you get those turnovers, we got to get going north right away.
Your special teams have been really good this year. Last night, you're 1-for-2 on the power play, 2-for-3 on the PK. What has been the reason for that kind of success that your team's had so far?
Well, you know, credit, you know, Amber with the penalty kill. Shane's working the power play. You know, they obviously work real hard on it, take a lot of pride in it. You know, penalty kill, always your goalie has to be your best penalty killer all the time. But I think Amber just does a real good job of teaching and really does a good job of pinpointing areas that they need to work on right during the actual kill itself. And then, obviously, if we have time between periods, we'll go over stuff. And the power play, I thought, looked really good last night. Besides the goal, I thought the second one, we generated some quality chances. And again, we talk about that a lot. If you don't score, at least change the momentum of the game. And I thought our power play did that.
I know it can be frustrating starting the season 0-8-1, but what was the message to your team coming in here for game two?
You know what? We got a chance to start an epic comeback, you know, and it's going to happen. We fully believe that we can come back, and today is the first opportunity to get that started. We know it's going to be a tall task going against a really good team, but, you know, what better place to do it than Ritter Arena against the Gophers? So, you know, it's a new day. Nobody cares about the record. It's all about playing for each other, competing for each other, doing it for each other, and you know, let's go out and see what happens.
Coach, go get that W. Good luck.
Thanks, Kelly.
Talk to you in the postgame.
You bet.